These are the letters. First from Reverend Craig Schweitzer of Bismarck, North Dakota. Thank you, as always, for the great gift this magazine is to the church and God's work through it. I serve as senior pastor of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Bismarck, North Dakota. Needless to say, I looked at the latest issue with the greatest interest, more great than usual, because of the article lifting up the Crop Walk. Crop Walk has been an important annual event in the ministry and mission of Good Shepherd and the Bismarck community since it was held first in October of 1969. I was disappointed to see that the author misrepresented the beginnings of the first Crop Walk. Not that credit is important, especially in relationship to the blessing that events like this provide to our brothers and sisters, but credit is not the most important facet. But good reporting should have led the author to at least make reference to Church World Services' website that does provide accurate data regarding the organization of the Crop Walk. And the editor's note, according to Crop Walk Hunger, the first official Crop Walk took place in York County, Pennsylvania in 1970. And this is the event that was used as the reference point for the Living Lutheran article. This letter from Douglas Jacobson. A Farmer's Prayer. This story hits close to home. I seriously contemplated suicide when my farming career was over and going under in 1979. Too many creditors calling. No resources. Isolation. Childhood messages about what it meant to be male. Helplessness. Thank God for Lutheran Social Services and grace. I've had a full life since starting anew in 1980, but that's another story. Create in me a clean heart, O God, for another time. This letter from Reverend Ron Keller. I just want to express my appreciation for the article, A Veteran's Struggle to Connect, an ongoing challenge for us retired military chaplains. Reading it was like listening to my inner self. Aaron's sobering, carefully chosen words are as if I wrote them. Hardly a day passes as people listen to a retired U.S. Army chaplain, and then they respond with that worn-out cliché, "Thank you for your service." How my inner self cries out in pain. The romantic view of sacrifice and pseudo-patriotism that now mostly surround me have been met by my own cynicism and self-imposed silence as I re-entered the parish ministry. Yes, God is present, even when I do not feel that presence in the moment. So, as a veteran, Aaron, you have fulfilled one of your hopes. As a veteran and now a retired pastor, I see God is at work in all of us, each moment of each day, reclaiming and renewing us. Furthering another hope would be to encourage non-veterans who are overly critical or overly romantic to engage us as veterans in an upgraded conversation, to see us as veterans as we see ourselves, as humans wrestling daily with God's redemptive grace, sometimes very tired, but continuing to wrestle with His presence. Thank you, Aaron Fuller. This letter from Reverend Wesley Hamlin from Newcastle, Delaware. Bushels of thanks for your segment on higher education. I found Megan Bransrud's piece, Lessons from Campus Ministry, to be especially timely and relevant. Her words that our campus ministries serve among the largest communities of young adults in the country, aside from the military, are a sober reminder of how vital these ministries are.